So just stay seated as you are. I'll invite you to close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. And just begin with a little breath awareness, nothing fancy. After taking about 3 to 5 breaths, just noticing that you're breathing. You can begin to deepen your breathing using the technique called Dirgha, also known as three-part breathing. Inhaling, filling the belly first, ribs, and then the chest. As you exhale, releasing from the chest first, ribs, and then the belly. After establishing that three-part breathing, begin to add a soft hissing sound or whisper sound at the back of the throat. This is called Ujjayi. And today I'd like to invite you to really see if you can continue those techniques throughout the class. Even when I'm explaining something or we're sitting down and we're breaking something down, so you can continue with the breathing just throughout the entire class. The next exhale, let's come forward into a tabletop position. Obviously continuing with the breathing, but now adding a little bit of simple movements back and forth with the spine. Call that cat-cow. So inhale, tailbone lifts, belly drops, crown of the head comes up. Exhale, tailbone tucks, back rounds, crown of the head comes down. Very simple. Use that to warm up the spine, the muscles in your back, and also getting used to coordinating the breath and the movement. Once you feel that you've warmed up, you can tuck the toes and come into the downward dog. And then in down dog, warming up the feet, ankles, and legs by pedaling back and forth. Once you're warmed up there, come into your full expression of down dog. The fingers spread wide, palms flat. Chest actively drawing back toward the toes and heels actively reaching toward the ground. In down dog, I'd like you to feel that your chest is very open, that as you draw down and back, it allows you to breathe even more deeply into that upper chest region. So do me a favor, bring your hands forward right about there. Leave your feet where they are, even more. Over there, over there, over there. Now draw your chest down and back. There you go. The next exhale, walk your feet up to your hands, coming into the ragdoll momentarily. As you inhale, gradually roll up to standing, coming into Tadasana, mountain pose. In mountain, you basically want your ears, shoulders, hips, knees, and heels all stacked. You'd like to stand tall, but still relaxed. So see if you can find that balance. Bringing feet to touch now, inhale, arms up overhead, reach across, grab your left wrist with your right hand. As you exhale, send hips left, pull arms right, and you should begin to feel a stretch on the left side of your body. Pay attention to that stretch and notice how making very small adjustments to the position of your left shoulder or your hips can change how far up and down the stretch is and where it's felt in your body. Let's inhale, return to center, switch wrists, and exhale over to the other side. See if you can extend that stretch up to the right wrist and down to the right ankle, but without straining. Let's inhale as we return to center, joining palms overhead or releasing hands to the low back for standing back bend, Anuvritasana. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, begin to recline into the back bend. I'd like you to experience this as a stretch for the front of your body. Okay, so keep expanding the heart, the belly, the abdomen. If it's okay on your neck, you can let your head drop back and stretch the front of the neck as well. Inhale, let's return to neutral with the spine, arms overhead, palms facing one another. So you exhale, bend the knees deeply for chair pose, Utkatasana. Your feet can be touching or hip distance here, but have your knees over your heels. Lift the toes, bring the weight into your heels. So try and draw your knees back over your heels. Sink the hips down. I'd like you to feel this in your thighs and your buttocks, those two regions. So sink the hips enough, bring the knees back enough so that you feel it in those regions. Keep the arms drawn back, keeping the chest, belly open. Lift your gaze. Let's take a deep breath in as we exhale, turning to the right with open arms, reaching forward and backward, arms parallel to the ground, palms facing the right wall. Inhale, come on back to center. Hips don't move. Exhale, left side, same thing. Good. Inhale, let's come on back to center. Exhale, forward fold. In forward fold, I'd like you to place the back of your wrists on the ground. This is a counter stretch to all the push-ups that we do in this kind of class. So all the way down, so you can get that crease of the back of your hand to the ground. So the palms are up here. Then for more stretch in the forearms, curl your fingers in and make two fists. Do this anytime we do the forward fold. So again, the back of the hands, not the fingers, but the hands. You might have to bend your knees quite a bit to do that. All right, inhale, come to half lifts, taking yourself to the fingertips or taking hands to the shins. Exhale, plant the hands, step back to the top of a push-up. All right, if push-ups are difficult or this pose is difficult, modify by dropping your knees at any point. Take a deep breath. Exhale, come halfway down, bending the elbows generously. Hug your sides with them. As you inhale, push the feet back, straighten arms and legs, coming into up dog, resting on the tops of the feet and the hands alone. As you exhale, take the bottom of your push-up, drop the knees if necessary. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, hips go up and back, the downward dog. Now, if you can't do that cleanly, then I'm going to ask you to keep your knees down for that transition. Come up to tabletop and then back to down dog. If you're not sure if yours is clean or not, ask me to look at it after class, okay? Side down vinyasa. Let's keep our right hand on the ground, left hand to the sky in side plank, Vashisthasana. We'd like the heels, knees, hips, and shoulders stacked. If you need to modify this because you don't feel very stable, take your top foot, your left foot, and place it underneath your hips. That'll support the weight of your hips. So not the bottom leg, but the top foot, right underneath your hips, right there. Yep, right there, like that. Exhale, lower your hips and hand toward the ground without touching the ground. Inhale, lift up, reaching overhead, so create an arc. Exhale, bring your left foot forward to a lunge. Turn right 180 degrees. Plant the back heel. Inhale to Vida Vajrasana 1, Warrior 1 pose. Okay, so see if you can get your front foot and knee pointing straight ahead. Lunge that knee so it's right over the heel, bringing the thigh close to parallel with the ground. Back foot firmly planted, back leg straight. Left hip drawing forward, arms drawing back. See if you can feel a stretch on the left side that extends from your ankle to your wrist without straining. Let's take a deep breath in, exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down, vinyasa. Inhale to upward facing dog. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. All right, let's set up for a right side down vinyasa. Left hand in the sky, side plank. Good, exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lift up, reach those hips up. Exhale, left foot forward. Let's turn right, 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior two, second variation of the warriors. Okay, so front foot and knee again, tracking straight ahead. Now the shoulders and hips face the left wall. The arms are parallel to the ground. Our gaze, though, is over our front fingertips, right? And whatever you do in this pose, don't drop your arms. Your head will explode immediately. All right, let's take a deep breath in. Exhale, cartwheel down, bottom of your push-up. Or arm balance, Ekapada Kondinasana. That's actually our peak posture today. So if you've always wondered, when am I going to learn that darn pose? He does it every week, and I never learn it. Well, now's your chance. All right, so coming back to the down dog from the belly down vinyasa. Let's do the other side. So we'll start with the left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky, side plank. Good, exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're gonna exhale, right foot forward, turn left 180. Inhale to the warrior one pose, Vida Vajrasana one. Okay, so what I'd like you to feel is your left thigh is getting a little bit of a workout. Your right hip and right side are stretching. Now, that may not be possible for everybody, at least not in an extreme, but explore sinking down, lunging that knee, finding that stretch and the strength on each side. Good, let's take a deep breath in. We're going to exhale, lower down, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa, so nice and smooth. It's like music. Each pose gets an equal amount of time. We're not rushing through the hard stuff and lingering on the stuff we like or stuff that's easy, like the up dog. Let's do another left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. This is very good for the muscles in the side of your body, your obliques, your abductors. Exhale, lower hips and hand toward the ground. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, right foot forward. We're going to turn left 180. Inhale, warrior two, second variation, warrior pose. Okay. So come on up. And remember to feel the pose. It's great if you look awesome. And you do look awesome, let me tell you. But make sure you feel it. Front thigh strengthening, back hip, leg stretching, okay? Arm strengthening. Reason why I don't want you to drop your arms is because this is very little arm strengthening that's happening here. But if you can't even do this, then that's really, really pathetic. So keep those arms lifted, they'll get stronger. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale, cartwheel down, bottom of your push-up or arm balance. Follow the breath and come back to down dog. You guys are kind of young to be so serious. That's all right. I was really serious when I was young too, so I get it. All right, good. We're almost done with the warm-ups. Let's walk our hands back towards our feet. Come into Malasana, squat pose, just off of the mat. Okay? So if you can, get your heels completely on the ground, your hips all the way down. Okay, the feet as close as you can manage. And stick your butt out a little bit. Create a little bit of a back bend action here in Malasana, okay? That'll be very good for your pelvic floor muscles. Then, only if you think it's safe for you to do so, put your hands on the ground, tuck your chin, round your back, lift your hips, place the back of your head on the ground, and chakra vinyasa forward, somersault forward. You might be wondering, what's the point of the somersault? Well, it's very good for your inner ear, your vestibular system. So it helps you develop better balance. And as we age, we tend to lose our sense of balance. All right, now we'll do belly up vinyasas. Some people like to do these with two blocks underneath their hands. So if you find it easier that way, you can do that. Place your hands on the blocks or on the ground, fingers facing forward. Bend the knees, have them about hip distance. Inhale, lift up to an inverse tabletop. As you exhale, bend your arms. Your hips will drop a little, but bend the arms. That's the main thing. Then inhale, lift your hips back up, straighten the arms. Exhale, pull your hips through the hands and lift one or both legs clear off the ground. Repeat. Inhale, come on up. Inverse tabletop. Exhale, bend those arms, dip down. Inhale, straighten the arms, lift up. Exhale, pull all the way through and lift one or both legs. Two more times with the breath. Inhale, up. Exhale, dip down. Inhale, straighten the arms. Exhale, pull hips through and lift legs. Last one. Inhale, up. Exhale, drop down. Inhale, lift up. And exhale, pull all the way through. Beautiful. Let's come to squat pose, Malasana, at the front edge of the mat. Again, squatting itself is good for your pelvic floor health, so I want you to squat even if you are not planning to chakra vinyasa. If you are going to chakra vinyasa, make sure no one's behind you that you're going to kick, okay? Then roll backward. If you're not going to, place your hands on the ground, step back to down dog. Going back takes a little more practice, okay? So don't worry if the first time you try, you can't do it. It's fine. Oh. All right, nice work, guys. We're all warmed up now. All right, so inhale, right leg up and back. Exhale, out foot between the hands. Inhale, warrior two. All right, this is a dynamic warrior to triangle transition. Inhale, straighten the right knee completely. As you exhale, reach forward until you feel a stretch in your front leg. Then inhale, gently come back up, and exhale, return to your warrior. Good, we're going to repeat that four more times. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, reach, find your edge. Inhale, come on up. Exhale, rebend the knee. Good, three more times. Now each time you repeat, you might find you have to go further to get the same stretch. You also may not. And that's fine either way, okay? Two more times. So if you have to go further, you go further. That's fine. Your edge is moving. If you don't go further, that's also fine. You're not forcing anything to happen, okay? Your body doesn't like to be forced to do things. All right, now we're going to hold. Transition to the full expression of Uttita, extended Trikonasana triangle. Look up instead of down. That'll help roll your shoulder back. So you can get that front leg all the way straight. Lengthen both the left and right ribs. And keep that left shoulder rolled back. Notice if it wants to collapse down. There's a tendency to roll that shoulder forward. We begin to collapse the chest, the belly, and we're not really getting any more stretch. So if we stay up and back, keep those areas open, you'll get as much stretch in the leg, but you'll also be able to breathe deeply. With each breath, see if you can feel some of the tension release from that leg. All right, good. Inhale, let's come on up, warrior two. Exhale, cartwheel down, bottom your push-up, or today's peak, Ekka Pada Kundinasana A. So some of you know it already. Shoot back, and belly down vinyasa, come on back to down dog. Like many of the arm balances, this one can be integrated into a flow like we're doing here. All right, right side down vinyasa, so left hand will be in the sky in side plank. Exhale, lower hips and hand toward the ground. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale, left foot forward to a lunge and turn right 180 degrees. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, step your right foot back to meet your left and come to lay on your abdomen. Good. All right, bring your hands alongside your hips, palms down. Lift one half of your body, put the entire arm underneath you, and do the same on the other side. Touch pinkies underneath if possible. You can flip the hands if that is uncomfortable, and if it's still uncomfortable, just have the hands alongside your hips. Mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat, both hips down. Gently press your right foot into the ground, and then inhale your left leg up. Keep it straight. Lift it as high as you can. Keep breathing. Good. Exhale, lower that leg down. And then again, inhale, lift the left leg up all the way. Keep the hip on the ground. Exhale, lower the leg. Good. Three more times. Inhale, left leg lifts maximum. Exhale, left leg releases. Two more times. Inhale up. And exhale down. So just the left leg. Inhale, left leg up. Now keep it lifted and keep breathing. Inhales and exhales the same length. Match your breath to mine, okay? For one. Two. Three. See if that leg is beginning to lower down. See if you can lift it back up. Four. And five. Exhale, release the leg. Release your arms. Take a deep breath in, deep breath out. Good. Bring your hands alongside your chest, palms down like you're about to do cobra. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, hips go up and back to down dog. Okay, from your downward dog, let's set up for a right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Good. Exhale, lower hips in hand. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward. We're going to turn right 180. Good. And then from there, inhale, warrior two. All right. Exhale here. Inhale, straighten the front knee. Straighten the front knee. And exhale, triangle pose. Okay. Now, you can either stay in triangle pose or bend your front knee, reach down and bind that leg. Okay? Then, straighten the right leg again. Okay, straighten the right leg. That's called bound triangle pose, Baddha Trikonasana. Keep rolling that left shoulder back. Now, if you cannot bind or you cannot straighten the leg, go ahead and return to triangle pose. Okay? Now, two choices. If you're in triangle pose, you're going to look forward, bend the front knee, kick off into Ardha Chandrasana, balancing half moon. If you've got the leg bound, you'll step forward and then inhale up into this pose, bird of paradise, Swarga Dvijasana. Raise the torso up first, then try and straighten the leg, okay? So you can get your torso all the way up. So you're either in the balancing half moon or the bird of paradise, or trying one of those. If you're in balancing half moon, lift that left leg up. Flex the foot, point the toes over to the left side of the wall. Good, let's take one more breath here, just exploring, having fun. Good, exhale, go ahead and come to a stand at the front of your mat. Close your eyes for a moment, take a breath, relax, let it go. Balancing postures are some of the hardest postures. A lot goes into them, so just let it go, relax for a moment. All right, now let's take a look at my mat. We'll take a look at our peak posture today, which is the Ekapada Kundalini A variation. So we'll come into it from a down dog. As you've seen, you can come into it from other positions. So there are two actions we've been doing. One is stretching the right leg, and the other is lifting the left leg up. So I begin by taking my right leg high up on my right arm. I straighten that leg. Now, the more straight that leg goes, the more I can bring it forward, the more counterbalance I create. Something you have to understand when doing an arm balance is the only way you can balance on this point is to have equal body weight forward and backward of your wrists. So right now, all my weight is back here, right? That means I have to take half of my body and get half of my body weight over my wrists. So the more my leg can go forward and straight, the better. The closer I come to the ground, the better. Then I lift the back leg up and come into the full expression of the pose. But still, notice how close my head is to the ground. Unless I do that, I'm not going to be able to shift my hips over my wrists, okay? So I see people trying to do this all the time, like this. Look at how much of my body is behind my wrist. How in the world am I going to be able to lift that up? The answer is I'm not, okay? So let's come into downward dog. All right, from the downward dog, let's inhale right leg up and back, lift it high. Exhale that leg, the inside of the leg, high up on your right arm. Very high up. Let it rest there. Bend that arm. Look forward. Bring your face really close to the ground. Straighten the leg. Lift the left leg. Okay? Doesn't matter if you can do it or not, but it does matter if you're willing to try. Because when you try, you actually change your body just by trying. You actually generate stresses that change the way your body expresses its genes, and it affects your body on a cellular level. When you're done, please rest on your belly, right hand on top of the left, forehead resting on the hands. It's called crocodile. Just take a rest there for a moment. Relax, breathe. All right, so the arms and the hips in many ways mirror one another. We will stretch our right arm in a mirrored fashion to how we've been stretching our right leg. So take our right arm out to the right, palm down. Then begin to roll toward that arm. Be very careful of your shoulder. Don't pinch your shoulder or anything. Your arm needs to be straight out to the side, out to the side, straight out to the side, palm down. Now, if you can, bend your knees, place your feet on the ground so your knees point up. Make sure your shoulder's okay. And then some of you will be able to reach back with your left hand and bind the opposite hand. You always want the palm down, but you reach back and you clasp the fingers. Okay? Once you've got it, close your eyes, feel the front of your right shoulder. And take 5 breaths as you release the tension from the front of that shoulder. So palm down. There you go. Palm down. And then, is it okay? Exhale, come on back onto your belly. Relax the shoulder for a moment. Feel the effect on the right side. Stretch that right hip open. Stretch that right shoulder open in what's called abduction. All right, from there, press on back to the downward facing dog. Walk your hands back towards your feet and come into squat or malasana. At the back edge of the mat. Remember to keep your hips down, but lift your tailbone a little bit, lift your butt a little bit, okay? Heels on the ground if possible. All right, either from squatting or crow pose, chakra vinyasa forward. And let's do 4 belly up vinyasas, so grab your blocks if you need them. Good. Inhale, lifting up, inverse tabletop. Exhale, bend the arms, dipping down. Inhale, lift back up. And exhale, pull the hips through the hands, lift the legs. Good. Continue 3 more times with your breath. When you lift up, you strengthen your triceps and the muscles in the back of your body. As you dip down, you strengthen the biceps a little bit with concentric action. So you lift back up, triceps, posterior chain, and as you pull through, you get rectus abdominis and hip flexors. So it's a very good core workout along with the side down vinyasas and the belly down vinyasas. So once you've done 4 of those, go ahead and take a squat again at the front edge of your mat, and then you can chakra vinyasa backward or step back. Always be safe, so it doesn't have to be perfect, but you at least want it to be safe. Okay, so we should be back in our down dog now. We're going to hit side 2. So let's begin by inhaling left leg up and back. Exhale the foot between the hands. Inhale to the warrior 2. Exhale completely. Inhale, straighten the left knee. Exhale, reach forward till you find the stretch in the left leg. Then inhale, come on back, and exhale, warrior two. Good, so four more times with the breath. Always exploring the edge as you come forward, feeling that stretch, then coming back and bending the knee. Three more times. So when you come forward, you want that leg straight. Okay. Good, so on the fifth one, we're gonna hold. So as you come forward, stay there, but pivot your arms coming into the full expression. Again, if you can, look up. Notice the right shoulder. Is it collapsing forward? Is it rolling toward the ground? You're probably deeper than you need to be then. So you can come up using a block or putting your hand on your shin. You roll that shoulder back. You keep all that openness in the belly and the chest, and you still get just as much stretch in the leg. Pay attention to the stretch that you feel and see if you can actually feel the tension leave that area with each exhalation. All right, good. Inhale, warrior two. And exhale, cartwheel down, bottom of the push-up or the arm balance. So this is another position you could come into that same arm balance from the warrior two position. All right, from down dog, let's sit up for a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Good. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're gonna exhale that right foot forward and turn left 180. Good. Take a deep breath in, exhale, left foot to meet the right, onto your belly. Come on down. Good. Bring your hands back alongside your hips, palms down. And then lift one side of your body, insert the straight arm underneath you, do the same on the other side, pinkies touching, mouth, chin, forehead on the mat. Gently press the on this side, it's going to be your left foot into the ground. Inhale the right leg up. Keep it straight. Lift it high. Good. Exhale, lower the right leg. Stay with the right leg. Inhale, lift it up again. Maybe a little higher. Good. Exhale, right leg down. All right. Three more times with the breath. Each time you explore, lifting a little higher. Exhale. Two more times. Inhale, lift it up. And exhale, put it down. And last one, we're gonna hold. So come on up, deepen and slow your breath, match your breath to mine, equal inhales and exhales for one. Two, keep lifting the leg back up. Three. Four. And five. Let's put that leg down, release our arms, and take a deep breath. Okay, hands alongside the chest, elbows in at our sides. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, hips go up and back, down dog. Let's set up for a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Good. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale the right foot forward to lunge and turn left 180. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, triangle. Trikonasana. No, straight leg triangle, straight leg triangle. None of this Bikram yoga stuff. Okay, now explore bending the knee and binding the leg. Okay, and if you can't do that cleanly and effectively, then release the binds. Again, we want the leg straight, so that's the bound triangle. All right, the leg goes straight. So just be honest with yourself. Now, if you've got the bind, step the back foot forward and come into Bird of Paradise. If you don't, kick off your back leg and come into balancing half moon. Okay, so everyone's doing a balancing pose and finding a little bit of challenge there. Balancing half moon, you want the hips and shoulders stacked. So it's basically like triangle, but you're on one leg now. Explore, have fun. If you fall out of it, try and get back into it as quickly as possible. Stay on one foot as much as you can here. Again, as we age, balance gets harder and harder. And at a certain point, it becomes a matter of life and death. I'm not kidding. If you fall at a certain age, it might mean the end of your life. All right, let's take one more deep breath in. We're going to exhale, let that go. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Relax, take it easy. All right, good. Let's take a look at the arm balance on the other side. Same thing, just a quick review. We'll come in from the down dog. Inhale, left leg up and back. Exhale, the leg high up on the left arm, straighten and lift. Okay, that's why we did that thing earlier where we lifted that leg up. You want to take about 5 breaths. If you can do that, shoot back and belly down vinyasa. Okay, so let's try it. Let's not worry about whether we think we can do it or not. Let's let go of the outcomes, the results, and just try our best. Inhale, left leg up and back. Exhale, left foot high up on the left arm. Straighten it, look forward, bring your face close to the ground. Shift the hips over your wrist, lift the back leg, and breathe. Go for about 5 breaths, holding that position or trying your best. Then shoot your left foot back, bottom of your push-up, belly down vinyasa. Rest on your belly when you're done. Good work, everyone. All right, so we warmed up both sides with the half locust pose, so I think we should do the full version of it. Oh, let's do the arm, thanks. So let's bring our left arm out to the left. We'll abduct that arm first. Palm down. So palm down, straight out to the side. And then we're gonna roll toward that arm very carefully. Make sure the shoulder feels okay. We'll bend the knees, place the feet on the ground if possible. And then some people can reach back and clasp the opposite hand. Some can't, it's okay. If you can, remember your palm stays down, so you're not trying to turn the palm up. Keep the palm down. And just close your eyes, relax. As many of you have heard me say in the past, it takes about 30 seconds to create a more permanent change in the body. So if we rush out of the pose, we're not going to get as much benefit as if we just simmer and chill there for a few breaths. All right, good. Just going to release out of that, back onto our abdomen. Take a moment, relax, feel the influence in the left side of your body now. Hopefully feeling more balanced at this point, having done left and right sides. All right, good. Let's do that full locust. So bringing the arms underneath you, palms down, fingers touching, same as we did before. Now this version's a little different than what we did earlier because earlier we tried to keep our hips down. In the full version, you actually can lift your hips up. Some people go into sort of a scorpion position. Their legs go overhead, their feet come toward crown of their head. Okay, I don't think anyone here is gonna do that today, but that's where it can go. All right, so mouth, chin, forehead on the mat. Exhale. With the next inhale, lift your feet, your knees, your thighs, your hips. Press into the hands. Keep shifting the weight forward toward your shoulders, toward your chest. Lift the legs up. And don't forget to breathe. See if you can hold for one. Two. Three, as we've discussed before, it's not a bad thing to fatigue your muscles. Four. And five, let it go. Let's bring the right hand on top of the left hand, rest our forehead on the back of those hands, and just relax, take it easy. See if you can feel your heart beating in your chest. See how quickly you can slow your heart back down by extending your exhales twice the length of the inhale. All right, let's bring our arms out to the sides, palms down. Bend both knees. So arms out to the sides, palms down like a T. Bend both knees and very gently let your feet drop side to side. Let your hips rock side to side. Release the hips a little bit, the spine. Then when you've had enough of that, go ahead and press back to a kneeling position, a seated kneeling position. Good. We'll do a little bit of yoga mudra, so resting the hands on the front of the thighs. Make sure that your ankles and knees feel okay. If not, sit on a block or several blocks. Close the eyes. Inhale, arms out in front of you. Palms facing one another. Bring the hands really close without actually touching the opposite hand. See if you can feel the presence of the hand. Once you've made a connection, real or imaginary, begin to draw the arms away from one another and behind you, interlacing fingers, joining the palms and straightening the arms if possible. As you inhale, pull your hands away from your buttocks. As you exhale, hinge from the hips as you bring your forehead to the ground in front of your knees. With the next inhalation, lift your hips up off your heels and roll to the crown of your head. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your arms lifting. There should be no strain in your neck. If there is, come out of it immediately. Continue breathing there and focus on the sensation at the crown of the head, the stimulation of this point that in yoga is called Sahasrara. It's not actually a physical point in your body, but it corresponds with the crown of your head. Good. As you exhale, slowly let your hips come back down to your heels. Inhale, sit up. Keep the fingers interlaced. Keep the eyes closed. Exhale, release your hands. And let them float back to your thighs. Feel the rebound, eyes closed. Beautiful. Let's cross the ankles, bring our legs out in front of us. Extend the arms out in front. If you're in this back wall here, why don't you go ahead and turn around so your feet are facing the wall closest to you. As you exhale, roll back a vertebrae at a time, coming back onto your back. Once you get there, bring your legs in, give them a nice squeeze, hug them in. Might feel really good to rock back and forth or side to side on your spine to make circles with your shins or knees, which you're welcome to do. and then extending the arms out to the sides, drop both knees to the left. You can keep your legs straight or bend them, it's up to you. But create a nice deep twist that doesn't rely on your muscular effort to be deep. So let gravity do all the work for you. Close the eyes. Let go of your breathing techniques and just relax for the next 30 seconds or so. Let's inhale, knees back to center, and we'll take them off to the other side. Same thing here. Hot in there. All right, let's draw our knees back to center. Give them one last squeeze, hug them in. And to finish, let's slide our hands under the hips, extend our legs up, lift the head and neck, lift the toes. Gradually lower our legs toward the ground. Hover for a moment, take a deep breath, and exhale as you relax on your back. Close your eyes and relax in Shavasana for the next 6 minutes. While relaxing, I'm going to encourage you just to let your body be still. Stillness, what in yoga is called kaya stirium, is very important as we advance in our practice. It becomes increasingly important. And so is mauna, which means silence. This is why meditation, which is in one form or another, you could say the pinnacle of this type of yoga that we're doing here called Hatha Yoga, is all about stillness and silence. It's said in the ancient yogic scriptures that the flower of Hatha Yoga, the flower of a practice like this, the blossom of it, is the ability to meditate. It's called Raja Yoga. The ability to be still, to be quiet. So Shavasana gives us an opportunity to begin to explore that part of our practice. Gradually begin to deepen your breathing. Feel movement, energy, and awareness return. Begin to move and stretch as you wake yourself up. And when you feel you're ready, come up to seated.